The director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation's Driver's License Division says North Dakota currently has a waiver from the Department of Homeland Security for its licenses, which are not yet compliant with the federal Real ID Act. Glenn Jackson says the waiver is set to expire this October. He told the legislature's Interim Judiciary Committee, DOT is now talking about what to do. That could include asking for another waiver. He says he isn't certain whether the feds will grant another waiver. Jackson says no matter what happens, the state needs to meet the Real ID requirements by October 2020.
No North Dakota driver's license or identification card will be useful for federal ID purposes, such as access to federal facilities or boarding aircraft, after October 1st, 2020, or earlier if we lose our waiver, unless we become Real ID compliant.
Jackson says DOT is getting ready to comply. He says it may take some legislation for some minor budget adjustments, but most of it can be done without changing state law. Jackson also says there's been some misunderstanding about the Real ID program. Jackson says the opponents have tried to label it as an overreach by the federal government. He says the main misunderstanding is it would be a federal ID program, and the federal government would have access to a lot of personal information.
The reality is the data doesn't change. It stays ours. It stays in the state. It doesn't go anywhere. There's no provision in the Real ID Act that says we have to open our database to give that to the federal government, that we have to share that with them, that we have to do anything, because that's not the point. The point is to issue a credential that meets the standard of fraud prevention, identification, verification of identification, making sure the document itself has certain fraud prevention technologies built into it, certain things that we do, the way we produce the cards. It's just achieving this higher standard.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.